Welcome to Another Moment in Creation with Diana Wedge, where we explore the world around us from God's perspective. Today, we're looking at Teasel, a thorny design with a purpose. Have you ever been walking through a meadow or along a quiet roadside just enjoying the fresh air when suddenly something catches on your clothes? You look down and clinging to you is a tall, spiky plant that seems determined not to let go. Most of us would probably sigh and say, ugh, just another weed. But what if I told you this so-called weed has a fascinating story to tell? Teasel is not just another thorny plant out in the fields. It has a history that shaped industries, a design that reveals incredible purpose, and a biblical message that points us straight back to the Creator Himself. Today, let's explore Teasel, a plant that shows us that even weeds can declare the glory of God. I first encountered Teasel while my husband and I were kind of stranded on an Oregon roadside. It was a little more detailed than that, but basically while our vehicle was getting repaired, we started taking a walk on a daily basis. We walked along a waterway. It was a little dried out because it was winter. However, there was a very striking plant that stood out to me, and that's where my adventure began. Meet the Teasel family. Teasels belong to a group of about 15 species in the genus Dipsacius, but three stand out as the most significant: common teasel, Fuller's teasel, and cutleaf teasel. Common teasel can grow 5 or even 6 feet tall, with stiff, spiny stems and long, oval leaves that grow in pairs. Each pair of leaves in a teasel clasps tightly around the stem. It forms a little bowl or a cup that fills with rainwater. This is not just a curious design feature found in all of the teasel family. It actually helps protect the plant by drowning insects like aphids that try to climb their way up. At the top of the stem is the teasel's crown jewel, a large oval flower head covered in bristly spikes with long, narrow bracts curving upward dramatically underneath it, almost like a crown of spears. In summer, the flower head blooms with tiny purple or lavender blossoms that do not open all at once, but instead move in a ring-type fashion, starting in the middle and then spreading upward and downward. It almost looks like a glowing halo in slow motion. When the season ends, the head dries into a hard tan-brown cone that often stands tall through the winter, like a natural sculpture left behind in the field. Fuller's teasel. This looks similar to the common variety, but its heads are smoother, more symmetrical, and far more important in history. The spines on Fuller's teasel end with tiny hooks, like miniature claws, perfectly designed for brushing and softening wool. In medieval Europe, this plant was a treasure. Entire fields were cultivated just to harvest teasel heads for the textile industry, because without them, wool cloth remained rough, scratchy, and practically unusable. The hooked spines gently lifted the fibers, making the fabric warm and soft. And here's the brilliant part. If a teasel spine caught too firmly in the fabric, it snapped off harmlessly, protecting the wool. A metal comb, on the other hand, could rip the cloth to pieces. Even today, some specialty wool mills still use teasel heads because no machine has ever quite duplicated the balance that God designed into this plant. Cutleaf teasel. This is a little easier to identify in the field. Its leaves are sharply divided, almost like jagged fingers reaching outward. The leaves have the appearance of having been cut in little jags throughout the leaf. Unlike common teasel's purple flowers, cutleaf blooms are white, and its bracts are shorter than the flower head. A small detail, but one that helps distinguish it from its cousins. This one, however, is also the troublemaker. It is more aggressive and invasive than common teasel, especially in the Midwest and Pacific Northwest, where it often takes over entire sketches of roadside, pastures, and riverbank, pushing out native plants. So even within this family of teasels, you can already see how varied and distinctive they are, yet each one shares the same unmistakable spiny character. Nature's Velcro before Velcro. Hikers often discover teasel the hard way. One minute you're enjoying the meadow, the next your socks look like they're hosting a spiky fashion show. It's almost as if the teasel is saying, "Don't forget me, take me with you." Centuries later, humans invented Velcro. But the teasel might just smirk and say, "Been there, done that." A medieval tale, the plant that shaped history. Now, let's travel back in time to medieval Europe. Winters were long, cold, and bitter. Warm clothing was not a luxury, it was survival. Wool was the fabric of life, but raw wool straight off the sheep was coarse, rough, and itchy, hardly suitable for cloaks, blankets, or tunics. It had to be softened and refined. And that's where teasel stepped in as a hero. Fuller's teasel, with its delicate hooked spines, was the perfect tool for raising the nap on wool, brushing and smoothing it out into soft, warm fabric. Villages depended on it. Fields of teasel were grown, harvested, and guarded like treasure, because without teasel, there was no warm clothing. Stealing or damaging a teasel crop could ruin an entire community's economy. And here's a lighthearted image. Picture a medieval shepherd shouting at his flock, "Stay out of the teasel patch! You'll ruin my sweater before it's even made!" Of course, the sheep ignore him and march straight through, performing, quote, quality control testing, centuries before factories invented such a thing. Even today, in our modern age of machinery, a handful of specialty weaving mills still prefer teasel heads because nothing man-made has ever matched their gentle, purposeful design. Teasel is not shy. It grows tall, spreads everywhere, and insists on grabbing hold of your clothes. If it could talk, it might say, "Hey you, don't call me a weed. I clothed your ancestors and decorated your grandma's dried flower vase." The biblical connection: thorns, weeds, and redemption. The teasel is not just about history. Its thorny armor carries a deeper spiritual lesson. Genesis 3:17 through 18 tells us, "Cursed is the ground because of you. It will produce thorns and thistles for you." Before Adam and Eve's sin, plants did not harm us, but after the fall, thorns appeared as a visible symbol of pain, struggle, and brokenness in creation. Every teasel spike is a reminder of that curse. Every teasel spike reminds us of a world groaning under the weight of sin. But the story does not end in Genesis. When Jesus was crucified, the soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and pressed it onto his head. Matthew 27, verse 29. He literally bore the curse that began in Eden. Galatians 3, verse 13 says, "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us." The teasel with its spiny crown reminds us of the crown he wore, and of the hope and redemption that came through his suffering. These thorns were not random. They symbolized all the pain and sin of humanity. Every time you see a teasel's spiny head, you can remember Christ's incredible sacrifice. Jesus also spoke of weeds in his parables. In Matthew 13, he described the wheat and the tares growing together, wheat representing his followers and weeds representing sin and those who reject God. Teasel's invasive nature is a vivid picture of that truth. Like weeds, sin spreads quickly and chokes out the good if it is not intentionally removed. It takes intentional effort, like spiritual weeding. It keeps it from overtaking our lives. think about it. In history, Teazle combed wool into fine garments. In scripture, thorns crowned the savior of the world. What an irony. One plant helped make king's robes, while another crown of thorns mocked the king of kings. If a Teazle were around that day, perhaps it would have whispered, "Don't mock him. Even my thorns know he's the true king." Designed with a purpose. Teazle is a masterpiece of intentional design. Its water-collecting cups are not accidental. They protect the plant by drowning insects. Fuller's Teazle spines are not random. They are uniquely suited for textile work in a way no other plant in the world matches. Even its flowers bloom in spirals and moving rings, reflecting mathematical beauty and patterns, like the Fibonacci sequence, which we see again and again throughout creation, a signature of divine craftsmanship. Evolutionary theory says these features are the result of random mutation over millions of years. But when we look closely, the harmony of Teazle's form and function cries out for design. Romans 1:20 reminds us, "Since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made." Even the humble Teazle proclaims the work of the Creator. Refining rough wool. There's also a beautiful spiritual lesson here. Just as Teazle transformed rough, coarse wool into something soft and useful, God uses the thorns in our lives, hardships, pain, and struggles to refine us. James chapter 1 verses 2 through 4 tells us that the testing of our faith produces perseverance and maturity. Consider it pure joy whenever you face trials, because the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Your struggles, our trials, are not wasted. They are God's Teazle work, His way of shaping you and preparing you for His purpose. Seasonal beauty of Teazle. Let's not forget that Teazle is beautiful in its own right. In summer, the tall stalks stand topped with halos of purple or white flowers. In autumn, those flowers fade into golden brown cones, standing tall like beautiful sculptures. And in winter, the bare spiky heads covered in frost still declare the beauty of God's design. Even in death, the Teazle points us back to God the Creator. Bees and other pollinators love Teazle, and birds find a meal in the wintertime from Teazle seeds. So the next time you see a Teazle, do not just brush it off as a weed. See the bigger picture, the history of survival it shaped, the design it displays, the curse it reminds us of, and the redemption it points to. Psalm 19 verse 1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of His hands." And I would add, even the prickliest weeds declare His glory. The question is, are we paying attention? In what ways has God used the thorns or trials in your life to refine you, like Teazle softening rough wool? Maybe you are in the trial right now. Remember, there is hope. I'd love to learn your story of how God has taken your Teazle trials and turned them to a praise report of growth and strength. Remember, we do not worship the creation, but the Creator who made it. I encourage you to check out my YouTube channel and Facebook page. Just look for Another Moment in Creation. Remember to subscribe and start sharing your stories. This is Diana, signing off until we share Another Moment in Creation.